nuclear test. The first nuclear test of Operation Upshot Knothole is conducted in Nevada with 1,620 spectators.
And all of them died of cancer, yeah, right.
Yeah. Jonas Salk announces his polio vaccine. All the archetypes of the 1950s happened in 1953.
Isn't that incredible? Wow.
Great.
Big year, man. Holy, I had no idea. Who
knew? Look at this. Ian Fleming. Look at this. Ian Fleming publishes his first James Bond novel.
And that's Dr. No, right?
Yep. I think it is. There is one weird one that never made it. It could be that one. No, it's yet. Casino Royale. I think that's the one that didn't make it, and then he redid it or something later.
He redid it later.
Yeah, it wasn't Dr. No.
Dr. No was the first one, yeah.
No. Casino Royale is.
No, but Dr. No was the first one that was filmed too.
Yeah. So Mickey Mantle, he hits a home run in Washington. Mantle's home run is believed to be the longest home run in baseball history by many historians. 565 feet, 172 meters. Look at this one. Frank Sinatra and the arranger Nelson Riddle begin their first recording sessions together at Kappa Records, which would result in some of the defining recordings of Sinatra's career. Every fucking thing of archetypal pop culture reality is in 53.
In 53.
Aldous Huxley tries his first mescaline trip, inspiring the book Doors of Perception.
Oh, wow. What did Elvis Presley do in 53?
He hadn't arrived. He arrives 54 or 55, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I know it was sort of
but, early. Yeah. But there could have been. There were other black bands. I had them on my list in '53, which were doing rock and roll before Elvis and before Bill Haley.
Right. Yeah, the rockabilly guys, the ones that were well ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So there might have been one of those. So guess what? May 29th, Sir Edmund Hillary conquers Mount Everest.
Whoa, that's right after my birthday. Very good. 53. Okay. I was only four.
Yeah. What? May 29. When's your birthday?
27. May 27.
Oh, okay. Hey, look at this. June 2nd, coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. Now, she's the longest monarch in history, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that started in 53 as well. Holy shit.
Wow. Look at this. June 7th, Italian general election. The Christian Democracy Party wins a plurality in both legislative houses. They become a big power, and they become the secret P2 group. The Christian Democracy Party, they get started in 53.
What else?
Ah, here's a good one. CIA Technical Services Staff Head Sidney Gottlieb, he's notorious, approves of the use of LSD in an MKUltra sub-project. We started that, MKUltra and LSD, in 53. Wait, let's find it, make a list of what didn't happen in 53.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
This is like,
wow.
Like a serious chronicle. Wow.
Right, and Ethel, the Rosenbergs are executed on June 19th. The Baton Rouge bus boycott begins. The first Chevrolet Corvette is built.
Damn.
Damn, that's important to Bert.
Archetypal car, my God.
The archetype still going.
And still
yeah,
going
all these things we're talking about, I'm listing, are in movies eventually.
Yeah.
You know, you just, they're reflected in movies. Let's see. Look at this one. The U.S. Treasury formally renames the Bureau of Internal Revenue. The new name, which had previously been used informally, is the Internal Revenue Service. The fucking IRS starts. 53.
That's bizarre. That's getting more bizarre every moment here.
Yes, it is.
Every month. We're into July. Howard Hawks' musical, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, starring Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell, is released by 20th Century Fox. So that'd be a major thing. Fidel Castro and his brother lead a disastrous assault on the Moncada barracks preliminary to the Cuban Revolution. Mm. Oh, the Korean War ends.
In 53.
Yeah.
Whoa.
July 27th.
Yeah, I thought that was later. Isn't that amazing?
And then in 53, the Soviet Union announces they have the hydrogen bomb.
Huh.
The 1953 Ionian earthquake, that's in Ionia, of magnitude 7.2, totally devastates Cephalonia and most of the other Ionian islands in Greece's worst natural disaster in centuries.
Did you just say Ionian Islands?
Yeah, whoa. It's called, there's an area called the Ionian Islands. Ion's done a lot on the culture of Ionia when they had the cult of Delphi and had mediums there.
Wow.
The first planning secession of Narcotics Anonymous. Here's another one. Kinsey reports sexual behavior in the human females.
Still refer to that particular report.
Yeah. Yeah. The discovery of REM sleep is first published by researchers and names two people. The United Nations rejects the Soviet Union's suggestion to accept the People's Republic of China as a member.
Ooh.
Oh, in 53, Jack Kennedy marries Jackie.
Oh, wow.
The first German prisoners of war returned from the Soviet Union to West Germany.
So, yeah, see, there you go. My dad was even one of those prisoners in a Russian camp, but he got out a year after the war was over. Not
before this.
Before that, yeah, because they kept people back for years.
Yeah, your father got captured, was put in a Russian Soviet camp?
Yeah, my father was in a Russian concentration camp until over a year after the war was over, yeah.
Wow. Did he have stories about that?
Yeah, lots of stories. The only reason he survived is because he spoke Russian.
And why was that?
Because he was born in Russia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. The UNIVAC 1103 is the first commercial computer to use random access memory. 1953.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Earl Warren is appointed Chief Justice of the United States by Eisenhower, and he goes on to do the Warren Commission.
Yeah.
The UNICEF is made a permanent specialized agency of the United Nations.
What about McCarthy? Is he in there in 53?
Well, he gets nailed in 54, so he's at his peak in 53.
53, okay, yeah, that would make sense.
The play, The Caine Mutiny Court Martial, opens at Plymouth Theater in New York. Alto Broadcasting System in the Philippines makes the first television broadcast in Southeast Asia.
Huh.
First time you have TV in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
It says Cold War starts, or a big part of it. U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower formally approved the top secret document of the United States National Security Council 162-2, which states that the United States arsenal of nuclear weapons must be maintained and expanded to counter the communist threat. See, major paradigm shifts going on, or settling in for what would be the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Again, I had no idea the magnitude of that. That's quite something.
Right.
Very architectural.
Right. And a skyrocketed, piloted by Scott Crossfield, becomes the first manned aircraft to reach Mach 2. Look at this. Authorities at the Natural History Museum in London announced that the skull of Piltdown Man, allegedly a early human discovered in 1912, is a hoax. And I think Pierre de Chardin was involved with that hoax.
Yes, he was. Yeah, Pierre de Chardin, yeah. Another one that I read. I read all of his stuff thoroughly, too.
Right.
Character. Yeah.
Puerto Williams is founded in Chile as the southernmost settlement of the world. Here's a major event. England loses 6-3 to Hungary at Wembley Stadium, the first ever loss to a continental team at home. Woo! Shocking. November 25th. That was a bad day in London. Poor Casey had struck out. Here, listen to this one. Edward Mutesa II, the Kabaka or King of Buganda, is deposed and exiled to London by Sir Andrew Benjamin Cohen, Governor of Uganda. Ah, here comes the most important event. December, Hugh Hefner publishes the first issue of Playboy.
No way.
No way.
That's amazing.
Again, you tell me something that didn't happen in 53. And it featured a centerfold nude photograph of Marilyn Monroe. It sold 54,175 copies at 50 cents each.
Wow. And guy was, he was instantly a millionaire. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this is sort of a subplot. The NBC Symphony Orchestra conductor Arturo Toscanini performs what he claims is his favorite Beethoven symphony, Eroica, for the last time. The live performance is broadcast nationwide on radio and later released on records and CD. I remember this. December 7th, a visit to Iran by American Vice President Richard Nixon sparked several days of riots. As a reaction to the August 19th overthrow of the government of Mossadegh by the U.S.-backed Shah, three students are shot dead by police in Tehran. This event becomes an annual commemoration. Who by? The radicals or the government?
Yeah. Question.
Here's the last gasp of a humanist. U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower delivers his Adams for Peace address to the United Nations General Assembly. And was quickly removed from any operational effect as the Cold War got more serious. Adams for Peace, that's what they were going to try to do. They were going to try to make nuclear energy socially useful.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the rhetoric around that.
Yeah, Albert Schweitzer is given the 52 Nobel Peace Prize. Peace Prize, a guy in the jungles of Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
Color TV got approved.
In 53.
The Soviet Union announces officially that Lavrentiy Beria has been executed. He was the secret, horrible guy, right? Beria, secret police.
Putin's
got
brother,
rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably Khrushchev had to do that.
Yeah.
Putin's brother?
He's probably Putin's older brother, right? Or something.
Yeah. And, okay, the final thing is heavy, massive rain, landslides, and flooding in western Japan killed 2,500 people, injured another 10,000, mainly at Kusagawa, Wakayama, Kumamoto, and Kikakyushu. So a lot of people wiped out at date unknown, don't know when, in 53. Then they list births.
They list what?
They list births, famous people.
Oh, I thought.
Well, you were born a lot later, right, Bert?
Yes, 59.
Oh, well, so as I prove my case, 53 is a dramatically shifting year.
Actually, that's pretty astounding when you went. That list should be published. That's incredible.
Yeah, because every archetype of experience for the next 20 years has pretty well started then.
Well, basically, all of late modernism kind of became archetypal at that point. Wow. All of the kind of late modernist things, technologically and politically, sort of were started. I mean, basically the atomic age was, with the hydrogen bomb, was fully affirmed, I guess, with that. You know, that's quite something.
Yeah. So it's the end of the analog media. Yeah. By the end of the 60s, you get the instant replay and you start getting digital stuff happening. So you get into the 70s, that's when... reality becomes alienating for a lot of people.
Right.
In the 70s.
Wow. That's why it was Back to the Land for so many of them. They just wanted to run away, right? They couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
So they ran. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. That was the reaction then.
Yeah, like, what is that? You're not going to escape anything. Look where the world ended up. What a crazy hallucination that is. Just like, you know, the Me Too thing is a hallucination.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a public hysteria that comes together in the world of memes and coalesces into something.
And what do you think it's going to coalesce into? That's what I want to know.
What? Well, it coalesced into this court thing yesterday.
Yesterday, right. Which I'm
that was the pimple popping.
Yeah, that was the maraschino cherry on top.
Yeah. So back to what you guys heard.
Yeah.
The electron interacting with the ion and the.
Bobby, your take on associating that with humanities, with different civilizations, that was a really incredibly insightful rant that you went on there. Kind of, and Carolyn,
yeah.
Carolyn, I know you're back there, and I can't, Carolyn was going like, a lot, and going like, where did you go there? I thought, oh,
yeah, she started laughing. Where do you get this? You're nuts, she says.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying it out loud, and I was thinking it. And I thought, holy fuck, how are you putting this crap together? It's like, who makes those associations? I mean, that's bizarre.
Well, it's in my Up the Orphic Andy. You know, all concepts, and it's partly McLuhan, all concepts are media, and they're extensions of us. So in the end, everything we describe in the outer world comes from humans.
Yeah, so I mean, anthropomorphize everything. I mean, I understand the anthropomorphic aspect of it, but I was just really stunned by how quickly you were able to assess that, that's all.
Yes, you know? I was pretty good at making it. I was probably doing conscious mediumship, you know. I'm not aware of it. I was probably just channeling it.
Yeah, I think it was. It sounded to me like you were just direct channeling. Every sentence you said, you started with the word Carolyn. And
it's
kind of like you're in...
I was speaking to Carolyn. Yeah, I was addressing Carolyn, not Ion.
Oh no, I think Carolyn was channeling it, and you were picking it up.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was the ventriloquist dummy.
You were the ventriloquist. Yeah.
How do you when I go Carolyn? I go Carolyn, then you put a colon after it, and then what I said is coming from Carolyn. Carolyn says, but I didn't say the word says. I just said the Egyptians will be electrons and the Israelites will be protons.
I thought that was amazing, and I thought you were channeling at that point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Even I
got weak and just went, that's right, Bob. Yep. I had stood back in awe.
Yeah, I think, Ion didn't have a comeback on that, that's for sure.
But, you know, those are things that we'd heard about for 2 years. The Moabites, the Sumerians, the Coathanites, these were all tribes that Ion went into. And so they're all there in my mind, and then I just got the idea that they're let's match them up with the particles.
Right.
And well, it worked.
It works, and then also it situates the particles in a pragmatic way rather than simply as these abstract notions of matter, right? So I thought
it comes back to us.
Yeah,
back to human. Now, what was good. Bert, we got electricity defined in there, you know, at the very beginning. There's an interesting definition of electricity, how it starts. And then you have the eye cell. I used to say the eye cell was, you know, non-physical. And I said one day, no, it's physical. Well, we got resolved tonight with that because it was the bonding of heaven and earth, physical and non-physical.
Yeah.
That's the eye cell. Yeah, now imagine the alchemy of that, Reiner.
That was
beg your pardon?
That was a major.
You said it was the octet.
Yeah.
The octet, yes.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Reiner? It was a major what?
it was a major moment of synthesis, I thought, too, and the idea of the oxide makes sense.
So, and yeah, it's not covalent or ionic bonding. See, that's all new. I don't remember learning that.
Yeah, where did that come from? I was going to say, my God, you've been paying attention.
Right. Well, I knew about covalent and ionic bonding. There are two types that Ion talks about in the Angel Diagram.
Right.
And then I said, but this has to be more than that. So it's neither. And Ion said, that's right. I mean, that's deep state bonding between heaven and earth. What bonds beyond that?
Yeah, really. Yeah. I don't know. I tell you. Beyond that, it would be hard to conceptualize.
And the, Moses spent 40 years in Moab, right, Bert?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and when he left Egypt after he killed the Egyptian guy, he took off. Let me look that up. And so Moab is the ion that helps relate Egypt and Israel. So Moses from Moab, you know, does this thing between Egypt and Israel and creates Israel. Becomes even literal fits. So let's look up Moab's.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking at Moab. Okay, I'm gonna do Moses, and let's see if they talk about those 40 years. And Moses died in Moab. Where's this thing about him?
Well, I haven't heard the Revelations retake, so I'm behind on all that. That's something I've got to get onto.
Right. Trying to find the Moab part in Moses' history.
Is that common? I guess it's common knowledge, but you know, I'm not that up on that. So
I don't know. I never heard of it until Ion talked about it.
That's probably why you're not finding it then.
Okay, it says here. Important figures in the Baha'i religion have highlighted the fact that Moses, like Abraham, had none of the makings of a great man of history. But through God's assistance, he was able to achieve many great things. He is described as having been for a long time a shepherd in the wilderness, of having had a stammer, and of being much hated and detested by the Pharaoh and the ancient Egyptians of his time. He is said to have been raised in an oppressive household and to have been known in Egypt as a man who had committed murder, though he had done so in order to prevent an act of cruelty. Nevertheless, like Abraham, through the assistance of God, he achieved great things and gained renown even beyond the Levant. They don't have this, they don't seem to have this 40 years thing here.
Interesting. That's written out of history already.
Moses kills Egyptian. Let's see if they even acknowledge that. Moses commits Exodus 2:11. Moses commits murder and flees to and
don't
it won't
tell me.
Come up. They censored it. It won't let it. It won't come up. Let's change this. Yeah, I've got to move my placements here. on the internet. Maybe that'll bring it up.
Because if they say he moved to the Bronx, we're in trouble, right?
Yeah. So New York City was back there. Ian said New York City was always there.
No time, right? So, hey.
Yeah. Look, it's funny. It won't bring anything up.
Interesting.
You know, I'm just clicking on an item, and it won't come up. What's that about, Carolyn?
Let Carolyn try it. See if it'll come. Use
Jeez,
her laptop.
The one below. Yeah.
Karen's laptop can go anywhere. I know that from personal experience.
Right. Well, the Moses commits murder. Those two won't come up. But then the third one will. It's just something about him burying somebody. After looking all around, seeing no one, he struck. And then I don't know what it says after that. That'll be interesting if there's not much on this, because Ian goes into that. That's another part of history that Ian develops that's not expanded on.
Yeah, and it's becoming clearer now that it's not something that's kind of seen on the official scale of things. We'll call it official.
Right, so I'm trying to find if they say, okay, four other people in Moses, 40 years in Moab, see if that brings anything up. It says, after the 10 plagues, Moses led the exodus of the Israelites out of Egypt and across the Red Sea, after which they based themselves at Mount Sinai, where Moses received the 10 commandments. After 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses died within sight of the promised land on Mount Nebo. Nothing about...
Nothing. Interesting.
Journeys and events in the life of Moses. I just saw the phrase, avoiding the land of Moab. Okay, so let's go down here.
So we should, next time you talk to Ion, ask him about that. Why isn't that not chronicled?
Yeah, it says here, maybe he went to Midian. When Moses was almost 40, he rejected his place in Pharaoh's household. He sought to benefit the Hebrews' cause, but found opposition and rejection. He fled to a region called Midian near Mount Sinai. He became a shepherd and married Zipporah, who bore him two sons. It was from his father-in-law, Jethro, who was also known as Reuel, that Moses received the priesthood. His sojourn in this land lasted 40 years, so it was Midian, not Moab.
Okay. Otherwise, it would be weird not to have that mentioned, yeah.
Right, now, but they're not saying that he murdered somebody in that thing. They say the Israelites continued their northward journey, avoiding the land of Moab. The people of Ammon, the Moabites and Ammonites, who were the descendants of Lot, were at this time a vassal state. They had been driven from the north of their rightful territory. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get back to the chemistry. What do you want to say, Bert? What's next?
Something that Ian brought up that just, I mean, I've looked at the periodic table a lot in the last 3 years, and I remember looking at it when I took chemistry in high school, but that they're missing elements, 58 through 71. I did not know that.
Right.
Probably most people look at the periodic table don't even know that, but then it rings a bell for me because I remember discussing with Ion, they said that the periodic table is going to be changed. So there are a lot of elements that they spoke about that do not exist in the main formulary. So it's clear. I mean, there's so much synthesis, like what Reiner said in this last clip, that's just beyond what you released 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at chat line. I apologize. Greg Duffel's been co-creating with us all the way along. We must include Greg's wisdom. So let's go back to where we were at. and see. So Leon compliments on the last music. Then VM Straka says, I love you, Ginny. I don't know who VM Straka is. Placebo is nothing to scoff at, says somebody with iconic lettering. Leon says a lot of things. They're responding to, I guess, when we were talking to Ginny. VM Straka says, it does matter. The documented interrogation interview questions and answers matter. I guess they're talking about Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh wrote the questions to get Bill Clinton. Oh, yeah, Kavanaugh went after Bill Clinton.
Carol, right.
Part of the impeachment thing. He laid out the precedents for this, or precedents for this process. Sam says, hi, Bob. Leah says, yes, too much media. Gene, so much fun. Straka says, para-religion. Then he says, we come for the hysterical subterfuge. Slow, someone called Slow, talks about Akbar, Orbis, and Tertius. Slow, quote, the people of the imaginary Tlon hold an extreme form of Berkeley subjective idealism, denying the reality of the world. Their world is understood not as a concurrence of objects in space, but as a heterogeneous series of independent acts. Yeah, because I mentioned Berkeley. Benjamin says, I found Bob on YouTube. Wonder what he's talking about. Straka, Gene says they're trading an actual day ahead. Okay, so now I'm... No, we're talking about Ion in the Maybank. Then Straka says, that one thing from that one time that doesn't need to be discussed ever. Wonder what that is.
Yeah. That's pretty big.
Yeah. And then Gene says, profit rates of Maybank, the rates are based on the agreed profits, blah, 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 blah. Stop, talk about Maybank. Then Roxy comes in. So Roxy was listening. She says, the Austrian government announced they will sell their debt bonds in Ethereum cryptocurrency on October 2nd. Didn't Ethereum come up? I heard the word Ethereum. The House of Austria is behind the cryptocurrencies. Merkel wants to fuse Commerzbank and Deutsche Bank because they foresee a major slowdown of economy soon. So I think she's quoting Pierre Jovanovich, who she follows. Then Greg comes in, his first typing, present. He announced that he's present. He's attendance. And then Greg asked Gene, you're watching Crosstalk? VM Straka tells Lee to shut up. Gene says to Greg, I watched the recent one with Gina Loudon. Roxy says, Ion, oh yeah, when I was talking about, I didn't think Roxy would be hearing me talk about how she's sleeping. Isn't that the one time in the universe I bring it up and she's listening for fuck's sake? God. Remember I was explaining how people can't sleep with her? Make too many noises?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, she types up what I was going to say because I knew about it, but I didn't. We got distracted. So she types in this, and she had told me this before. Ion said, remember saying that she was seen, her sister, her niece saw a guy upside down. Did I say that Ion, when she asked him later about it, Ion said that was Roxy walking on the ceiling?
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah. Then the next part is, Ion told Roxy that she levitates when she's sleeping. And then she says, Bob said I should put a camera and record, but I prefer not to see that. I always sleep alone. Look at this, when she was a kid, I always slept alone. None of my siblings wanted to share a room with me. Imagine that, being afraid of sleeping with a sibling? What the hell was Roxy emanating? She wouldn't play sports with anybody. If they forced her to play sports, she'd stand there. The ball would hit her. It would be hitting her dress. She wouldn't move. She refused to participate in sports. She preferred biking, hiking, and swimming. What?
Way to go, Roxy. I'm all about that.
Right. And you may not know this, that she spent a lot of her youth playing hooky from school and got away with it because she was the top student. and she would hang out in Frida Kahlo's backyard.
Phew! Wow.
How's that for pop culture iconography?
That's awesome.
Right. And then she would visit this famous journalist who had 40,000 books. So she, you know, 9, 8 years old, sit among the books. Well, there was this guy who, I think Bert's heard the story, but you may not have, Reiner. So this man would visit, and she was born in 68, so this is in the 70s. This man turned out to be Gabriel Marcel Marquez, who did 100 Years of Solitude.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, incredible novel in the 70s. Even Bob Dylan in 1974 was reading it and telling people to read it while he was on tour in 74, his comeback tour. And 100 Years of Solitude. So Garcia Gabriel Marquez, some name like that, he would regularly come and sit with the famous journalists and talk about books and everything. And Roxy would be sitting there in between them listening to these two men talk. And she had no clue who Marquez was till he died a few years ago. And she saw a column by the journalist talking about his great friendship with Marquez. So she called up the journalist. And they reminisced, but I think he had a nickname. She knew him as a nickname. So she got to hang out with that guy, those guys. And she says, last week I was in Antwerp. And she performed her accordion with a group there. They had another Mexican holiday. So she's saying, I was supposed to share a room with an actor. And he said he was really scared. He was scared of sleeping in the room, same room as he became frightened when Roxy was asleep. So he got out of the room and went and slept on the couch. What the hell? And then the next day, the poor house dog died right after they left.
Ooh.
And so she says, I suppose the ionic vibe is too strong for some beings. So Roxy assumes she's carrying Ion around with her. That's what's scaring everybody.
Jeez.
Then VM Strachis says, typical tactic of restricted rationality, guys. So we were talking about rationality, different definitions. He also says, hi, Roxy. And then she says, Roxy says, Scotiabank is closing next week in Mexico.
Woo. The Canadian
Bank.
Yeah.
They're very bad in the LaRouche world. They're heavy dope dealers. Scotiabank. Dope money laundering. Yeah.
Oh, that's why they sponsor culture in Canada. Laundering their dough.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Duffel says, Gene, were you directed to that show via my post on Facebook to Bob? He mentioned something about that show to me on my Facebook, which she might have seen. Does she answer that? Yeah, Gene goes, oh, it was you who posted it. Thanks. So, yes, she did. She was guided by Greg. Gene says she's the Russian TV expert. I recommend watching Russian TV via their live 24/7 feed on YouTube. No, yeah, that's what Gene says. Greg posts that statement by Gene. Then Gene says, Greg, what do you think the FBI is going to do the next week? How are they going to investigate? Nothing. Greg says, quotes Gene. No, maybe Greg is saying he's addressing Gene. It doesn't mean that Gene said this. So I know Greg watches Russian TV, so he's saying he's the expert. He's the Russian TV expert. I recommend watching 24/7 on YouTube. Then he tells Gene how to watch it. Then Straka tells Greg to listen to the dialogue on September 19th, 2001, right after 9-1-1 day, where we are on Jerry Belanger's show, and we're talking to Dave Neufeld and someone else, and Greg calls in. So Strack is telling Greg to hear the recording where we first meet Greg. Greg addressed Gene. It depends how corrupted or genuinely efficient the FBI is. I just watched a 48-hour CBS show tonight that involved the FBI, and their actions were pathetic, and it resulted in a woman's murder. So Greg has too much faith in the, in that. So then Greg asks Mr. Straka, who told him to listen to that show, Greg goes, is that when I phoned into the show when Bob showed up in town in September 2001? Yes. And Straka says, yes, you are so good. I don't know what he's so good about. Greg called in, I think, on the show, but nothing extraordinary good about Greg's performance. He didn't show up till after the show. Greg says he was very young then. Then Straka says he started about 35 minutes in. Okay, so maybe Greg did do something on that show. Maybe he talked for a long time. He's a legend. See, obscure legends. You were so good, that 35-minute point on the September 19, 2001 show. How's that, guys?
Cool.
Yeah, Greg says to Mr. Straka, I was generally amazed Bob was there. I never thought I'd ever hear him again, let alone meet him. He'd been doing International Connection for about a year or so. Then Minimax, Brian Taylor, just says, sitting on the coach house steps right now. Well, let's see the show. He's sitting at McClune's coach house.
Whoa.
So Greg says about that legendary night, the program director contacted me and told me Bob was going to be on because for a year or two I'd been mentioning Bob's show from the late 80s, early 90s. What's interesting is that Jerry, the guy who's doing the show, the host, never chimed in that he knew Bob whenever I talked about him. Yes, Jerry had been fired for fucking up the distribution of Bob's Meteorology back in 92, and I guess he tried to disconnect himself from that part of his life. And here's Greg talking about me who at CKLN trying to find out more about me, and Jerry's sitting there, won't say a word. And Jerry's the host of that show that night. Gene says to Greg, there's nothing to investigate. So, yeah, we'll see what kind of crap we'll get. She's talking about the FBI. There's nothing to investigate. We'll see what kind of crap we'll get generated for the media show next week. So Straka says, I would love to hear you, Greg, explain why you were convinced Bob was a goner. I didn't know Greg thought I was a goner. And I'm glad. And I'm glad you've used your ESP to find him here. So maybe Greg says something about me in that interview with Jerry. Jerry's closing phrase says it all, G. Jerry's closing phrase says it all, Greg. Greg says, I went down to the studio the night of this show and met Bob. So I met him about 1 a.m. And I guess I met Dave Neufeld, too. Then Gene posts the sheets to Mae Brussel. And Greg says, is this the show in which I practically demand Bob appear on the International Connection show that following Sunday? I remember Jerry said he wouldn't have Bob on the next week. That's right. Jerry wouldn't let me back on, and I did do Greg's show on Sunday.
I remember all that.
Right. Greg says to Gene, the Dems knew that Flakey would do what he did. The Democrats knew that Jeff Flake would do what he did. They knew it all along. And so suspected Republicans. Weird stuff is going to go on, says Greg. Then he says to VM, yes, I've been doing the International Connection since April and May 2000, which traced its roots back to Bob's show from the mid-80s. Bob Marshall show. So then Greg says, I took over from a guy named Wayne Morris, who did a few Church of Subgenius shows with Bob in the early 90s. Yes, my last five shows in 91 were done with Wayne Morris. Right near the end of Bob's time at CKLN, when the lesbians removed him. I was removed by the lesbians on International Women's Day, March 8, 1991. Like, I assume Mike Dyer had quit. So I kind of assumed I was going to do something with somebody. But I got a call from one of the lesbians who said, Bob, don't come in tonight. It's all-day women's programming. You weren't allowed to have any men on the radio for 24 hours. So I said, okay, well, I'll find out who I'm going to do next week, who I'll do it with. And she says, no, Bob, you will not be coming in next week. We have terminated your role at CKLN. I was terminated. the greatest show. Greg, who's right there, if he's still listening, will type in, I was the only show worth anything on the fucking CKLM thing. Anyways, so I conspired with Wayne Morris, who had a show like on a Thursday, not the regular Wednesday. And so for the next 5 months, one Thursday a month, I came in and played a lot of evergreens. And that was the end. I did 5 shows with Wayne. So I could have gone on longer, maybe. Or maybe Wayne didn't want it. I don't know why we stopped. But we stopped. But I managed to do 5 more shows, wrap-up shows, that you can hear in the archives. Hear the evergreen stuff I play. So the lesbians didn't stop me immediately. So VM Stracke says, you're the best, Greg. For some time, Mike Dyer volunteered to have Bob on a show once every 2 weeks for the full 2 hours in the late 80s. Greg is now listening to himself. I'm hearing myself on the show from 2001 right now. VM Stracke gives him a rose. Greg says, weird to hear my 45-year-old voice. So he was born about 1955, 56, so 40, 96, yeah, that'd be 2001. Then Vladimir Sukolvsky, I don't know who that is, new name, says Roxy, and posts a Austria to issue $35 billion in government bonds, blah, 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 using Ethereum blockchain. Then Greg says, okay, I'm back with the show after listening to Bob and me from 2001 via the archive. Did I provide that recording? I can't think of anyone else that would have saved it. Yeah, maybe he did. Then Roxy says, the right wing. Don't know what she's doing. Then Greg says, uh-oh, we're talking about socialism. I think Greg is quoting Carolyn there. Perestroika says, was Bucky Fuller part of Golden Dawn? Not that we know of. Gene says, shoot my mute button. My mute button's getting stuck. Got to recall in. Leon, all in a half an hour. You go, Bobby. Something happened in a half an hour. Here's Roxy. At the beginning of the 4X recording, Ion says Deutsche Bank set the market. Deutsche Bank had the most transactions. Deutsche Bank had the most transactions. That's stuff that Ion says. Last week. That explains China saving them. See, China saved Deutsche Bank recently. But since 2008, the banks have been saved, in quotes saved, and they're really still in very bad shape. Negative interest, limitation in cash, people getting disposed from their own accounts. You're not even allowed to take money out of your own account over there. And privatization. What?
I'm just saying, why? It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, they're stealing people's retirement savings. Privatization of retirement savings of population. Government sell debt bonds as an investment. And then she says, weird. Okay. So Leon says, thank you, Bobby, for bringing forth Ion. Leon goes to the big view, gets to the top mountain, and says, Jesus Christ. He's having such a great time. And then he says, thank you, Bobby, for bringing forth Ion. They go back to the basics, Reinhardt, every now and then. They remember where this all came from. Gene says, yep, Roxy, and it's being said that the banks will not be bailed out next time. Nothing left to even disguise the debt. Can't even disguise the debt. Leon says, jukebox responses. Vladimir Kukulovsky addresses Roxy. Deutsche Bank's award-winning foreign exchange trading platform delivers the liquidity and services clients' It delivers the liquidity and services clients need in a fast-moving market and evolving regulatory landscape. Accessible via Deutsche Bank's Autobahn app market, the first app-based electronic client offering the financial services industry, the platform delivers the latest tools to help the continued success of our clients in the world's largest market. This is a Deutsche Bank's representative is typing in. They were told I'm playing this shit. They're listening.
Yeah.
They're saying Bob's letting out the secret shit. So they sent over Vladimir Kukulovsky. They're going to infiltrate Roxy. You watch. Roxy will be invited over to Deutsche Bank for dinner. Leon says, Bob Burgers. Leon says, cheeseburgers. And it's all Bob Burgers. Let's see. Cheeseburgers, says Leon, in Flowstone Paradise on Lego Island, St. Paul, Minnesota. Rudolph S. says, do not trust anyone who sells you electricity. He's quoting somebody. Gene says, half-step modulation. Gene says, make the Mall of America great again. Roxy says, different energies are different frequencies. Manifest as matter, or what we call energy, radiation. Different energies are different frequencies. Manifest as matter, or what we call energy, radiation. Leon laughs.
That's probably the comment around. Maybe that was a comment in response to the talk about the overtone or the...
Yeah. Or she's talking, she's responding to what Ion's saying. But I can't remember Ion saying anything like that. So it might be what you're saying.
Yeah.
Somebody called anthropologist says, Lubach unto Ibans. Don't know what that is. Then Holly 222 says, hello all, just got here. So this session is amazing. What is the date on this one? Gene goes, okay, now they're listening to me in trance. And Gene goes, you are on fire, Bob. That's right. And then Leah says, pretty sure it's November 2011, Holly. Straka says, gotta have had been charged to get a negative read. Seems like, and then Holly says, oh my, she's going to make a new periodic table. That makes so much sense. Unbelievable. That is so exciting, says Holly 222 about you, Carolyn. Very excited about you doing that. A Strecker says, Bob, that table you're looking at is to be imagined as a mobile. You probably can't imagine a chart or diagram as a revolving three-dimensional object, right? That's pretty out there for you, huh? Uh-oh. A little bit of rebellion there, a little mutiny there. Started to poke at me. No, we did a lot of visualizing of the chart as a mobile. The angel diagram as a mobile, that's old stuff. Then Gene says, the thinning of the veil changes matter. The wordings, but not just the wordings, but the food you eat. I think she's quoting what we said. The substance comes with the larger change, Carolyn, the thinning of the veil. We have come up with the RNA drops to notice the thinning of the veil. Then Gene quotes me, the eye cell is the bonding of the heaven and the earth. Then Bert goes, big letters, let's go to the beach. Damn, periodic table's going to go away. Missing elements, 58 to 71. That's you, Bert. Are you there, Bert? Where's Bert?
Yes.
Yes, that's what you mentioned. You had to type that. You just had to type that.
Yes, I did. My neighbor left the house. My mind was like, wow.
Oh, I thought you meant your actual neighbor left the house.
My mind.
Right. Yeah, that's right. VM Straka, out of Zion's Hills. Holly 22, Jubilee, that was 2000? I tell him later it was 2011. Vian Straka says, the year of the Jubilee is when the righteousness of word power is restored. Salvation arrives, and fuck the wheels, the dry bones become as flesh. That's what Straka thinks the Jubilee is. Then I say Jubilee's 2011. Gene, it's an action that you use automatically to get the power out of the Ark into you. Yeah, that's Ion talking about getting the power of the Ark of the Covenant. It is an action that you use autonomically to get the power out of the Ark into you. Then VM Straka stands back, gets the overview, and says, this is a great release, Bob! And then dives back in. And then he goes, thanks. And then I come in and I correct him. This is one of the greatest releases! Not just a great release. And VM agrees. Then he says, is it an octahedron that is surrounded by eight tetrahedrons? I don't know. Anybody know geometry? Is an octahedron surrounded by eight tetrahedrons? Maybe. Then Holly says, that was killer. I guess it's ended. And Leah says, I indeed, E-Y-E. But it should be spelled A-Y-E. If you say I, meaning yes. Then Roxy's still there. She says, what I find amazing is how Ion made us aware of the alchemy. at all levels, and the effects coming from ions, neutrinos, charge, reflecting in politics, economy, etc. So she's getting her mind inflamed with my patterns. She says, what I find amazing is how Ion made us aware of the alchemy at all levels and the effects coming from ions, neutrinos, charges, reflecting in politics and economy, etc. Yeah, that's Ion's spinning at ease. All knowledge systems. Then Holly says, especially about how we are electricity! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Roxy says, that is why it's great. Let's make the environment great again. Then she goes, shush, what is T-S-C-H-U-S-S in German, Bert? Like, damn?
Choose. No, that's goodbye.
Oh, okay, Jews. She goes, have to go now. I know she had to go to work. Have to go now. Temple of Man. That's the Luxembourg, or Temple of Luxor, or maybe when we were talking about the monuments in the thoroughfare of Paris. That's probably what she heard us talking about that. And then VM Strachan says, Myons of Humans. Humans spelled H-U-E-M-A-N-S. Oh, Roxy's still there. She says, all technologies are part of us. The Louvre is the metaphor. She makes a lot out of the Louvre. VM Strachan says, the self-replicating lattice of endurance. The self-replicating lattice of endurance. VM Strachan says, Bert is correct. That's about an hour ago. Then he says, put that in your GABA receptor, Reiner. Put that in your GABA receptor, Reiner.
Okay.
Robert just burns her hands. That'll remember you, says Straka. Holly says, crazy. So he's talking about the experience of walking into hearing this recording in the middle of it. So he says, crazy conversation to walk in here on. Was thinking about the Pico recently. I went to research the other day into the science of pi and sigma bonding. This was before we were really getting into this. This is the wall we have to get over to advance. Deep stuff. Even read some articles which mentioned Dr. Dean. Pretty amazing to be the folks credited with making the discovery that will launch humanity's comprehension. You hear that? Pretty amazing to be the folks credited with making the discovery that will launch humanity's comprehension. That's right. VN Strucker says, we call that falling back in. But Bob says, can't do that. And to shut up. I don't know. When did I do that? Was that after we were talking? I remember yelling, shut up. Then Holly says, whoa. That is weird, y'all talking about fluctuations and temporal interludes. Last night at 1:17, I looked at the clock. Felt like about 40 minutes went by. I looked at the clock again, 1:22. Then it's at 2:22 as I sent a message to a group I work with. And then 3:22. Also, I noticed 2:27 and seen many occurrences of number 27. We are all starting to see the patterns. Is pattern recognition growing in human awareness? So he's probably responding to us talk about me seeing 22 when I come back from a parallel world. VM Strachan says, radiant resonance. Then he says, toggle down, guys. Keep it cool. Then Holly says, my first car was a 1953 Willys Arrow. See how people fit in their own biography? We're doing 1953, and he's saying, yeah, my first car was 1953. Perestroika says, Bart likes portals too. Where is he now? A lot of porters have seemed to ascend. Holly 222 says, Watts is amazing. Does he mean the geography in L.A.? VM Strachan says, Lifton Miss Tilton's paper, moon provider of the blood books, family Bibles. A little too subjective there. Then Holly 22 says, I love Lucy. I think they're commenting on my commentary of reading stuff earlier.
Yeah.
Perestroika says, a good film about portal is called A Room with a View. Google search types in. Somebody called Google search. Surgicel. Absorbable hemostat. Oxidized regenerated cellulose was invented. I think they're telling us what was invented in 53. Surgical absorbable hemostat. Holly 22 goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. That year was a lot to take in, I imagine. Then Holly says, they made some aesthetic cars that year, too. Look at the 1953 Corvette. Woo. Okay. And then Holly says, real talk, Bob. Then he says, Ram, R-A-M. Then Greg says, Stalin died.